Okay, we're called order Board of Works for the approval of minutes for May 22nd. All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, the Parks Department will not be here, so we'll move to the Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. Start off today talking a little bit about fireworks. It's just around the corner. We're starting to get just a couple calls in at the Police Department, so I would just want to kind of update the citizens on the guidelines for Vincennes on fireworks. Since the ordinance was put into place, we are now looking at fireworks are permitted on the following dates and times where a permit for public display has not been obtained in the city of Vincennes, and that's between 5 p.m. and 2 hours after sunset, from June 29th to July 3rd, 10 a.m. to midnight on July the 4th, and between 5 and 2 hours after sunset from July 5th to 9th. So roughly 11 o'clock at night is usually the guideline that we use on that. We hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday season, but we want to make sure people are respecting their neighbors, and obviously the fire department can attest that we want to make sure people are doing the right things with their fireworks too. Second thing coming around the pike is National Night Out. This year it's on Tuesday, July the 25th at Rainbow Beach. We've increased our numbers that come every year. I would say we will have a good turnout again this year. And we always have free food and some giveaways, and different organizations from the city can come in and kind of meet with the community. But it's just a good day for the citizens as well to kind of meet some of our new officers that are on that they may not know yet. Going kind of along with that, we graduated three officers from the Southwest Indiana Law Enforcement Academy on June the 2nd. I have heard from the drill instructors down there that they really thought that that was maybe the best class they had at the Southwest Academy in a while, which pleases me to say that one of the officers, Jude Craycraft, was awarded Top Gun, which I'm not sure we've had at our department. So mm-hmm. He was the top shooter at the academy, and Aaron Luce was actually second in the class, just behind by 1% for academics. So had a good class there, and we're happy to get those guys back and be looking forward to getting them out in the car. Lastly, we have Detective Reese and Lowe down at a two-week homicide school in Louisville through the Southern Police Institute. The other investigators will go in, I think, October. And again, this is just, it's a really good high-speed homicide school, which, knock on wood, we don't even like to say the H word, but you want to have your guys well-trained for handling those types of investigations, because everything stops when something like that happens, and we want to make sure that our guys are qualified and up-to-date on their training for that. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Street and sanitation, Bryce.
The dry weather has enabled us to keep mowing in check. As you can tell, a lot of the southern part of the city here, we've been painting curbs all along.
Looks good.
Yep. Just talking with JP there, I just now coming in, I saw they got stripes down on 7th Street. I think. Put them on there. Do you want to go ahead and handle the other now, or?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. We have a
under new business. He's got the street sweeper bids. We put those under advisement.
We took those. We checked those out, and the one that we most in suits our needs is the Elgin sweeper.
Price on that.
Price on that was $214,500.
So we need to make a motion to approve the, so I'll make a motion that we approve the street sweeper bid award as indicated by Superintendent Anderson to the Elgin Union, which is $214,500.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Great, Bryce. Thanks, Bryce.
Next is city engineer.
We're on our last 3 weeks of the CCMG project, working on the punch list. Got some sidewalk and some tree removal left to do on Wabash Avenue. And like Bryce said, the stripers are in town, and they're got 7th Street, I think, about done in Maine. Then they'll be doing stop bars and crosswalks on some of the other streets as well. And 2nd and Knit Black is underway. They've been working on it for about 2 weeks. Drove some sheet piling, getting ready to bore a pipe underneath the tracks. So that's the next big event at 2nd and Knit Black.
Great.
And then they'll do 6th Street striping.
They were water blasting today, removing a lot of the existing striping today, and then I'll follow up with new striping on it this week also on 6th Street.
Great. Thanks, Chaz.
Okay, we have no old business. Move the new business. First up is fire department promotions and swearing in of new firefighters.
Mr. Mayor, members of Board of Works, Sonny Pink staff, fire chief, it is my honor and pleasure to announce the promotion of three of our firefighters and then follow that up with the swearing in of one of our newest firefighters. First promotion is firefighter Grant Utt. When I say your name, please come up. Firefighter Grant Utt has been promoted to the rank of lieutenant. Firefighter Brant Yoakum has been promoted to the rank of captain training officer. And Lieutenant General McNeese has been promoted to the rank of battalion chief.
Congratulations.
Everybody got the pictures they want?
Thanks, guys.
Now, if a young man by the name of Tyler Holter would please join myself and the mayor up here. Tyler is our newest recruit being sworn in tonight on the fire department. He leads a long line of family tradition of public service to the city of Vincennes. His father is a police officer with the city of Vincennes, has been for 18 years. His grandfather is a retired battalion chief of the Vincennes Fire Department, who served 34 years with us. So it is my distinct honor and pleasure to assist the mayor in swearing in of Tyler McKenzie Halter. And that is all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Victory Community Church street closure. George Riley.
Are you speaking on behalf of that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on up to the, if you come up to the podium and identify yourself and your address, that'd be great. Thank you.
Sorry, I was a little late.
That's okay. You pull that microphone down a little bit if you want to.
All right. My name is Beth Riley. My husband is pastor of Victory Community Church. We just started church there The pastor gave us that church, actually, and so we started church. We have, for the past 7 years in Washington, Indiana, done what we call Summer Explosion. We've had a lot of success with the community, and the mayor and everybody has attended it. And we would like to do the same thing here at this church. We would like to be able to block off the street. We would serve free food, have a bounce house, snow cones for the kids, and we do have a Christian rapper that comes and he sings. Mm-hmm. And it's just all free to the community, just to make us aware that we're there.
Sure. So, and between two and six on that particular day?
Yes.
Okay. Chief, you have any concerns about that traffic or street or anything? Okay. Mary, you have, okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve street closure on 12th Street between State and McKinley on Saturday, June 17th from 2 to 6 for the Victory Community Church.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Next is resident-only parking sign, 11 South A Street. KCARC, Christina Pritchard.
Yeah. So is anybody here representing that issue? Okay, well, I'll make a motion that we table this. What? We tabled it last time. Okay, I'll make a motion that we remove this. Damn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I think the next one is tabled, right?
He withdrew for today.
Okay.
Next is Knox County Fair Concert Banner Request, Shelby Lamb or Brenda Lubon.
How'd you get through that row so fast? I've never that.
Hi, I'm Brenda Lubon, representing the Knox County Fair Board, and we would like to request to hang the banner across Hart Street, 2nd Street, and College Avenue for the J.B. Crockett Band.
Okay. And I have everything you need as far as insurance and working on it. Okay, so we'll approve it pending the receipt of insurance. So we want to approve Knox County Fair Concert banner requests for the J.B. Crockett Country Concert to be held July 20th at the following locations: Hart Street from June 26th through July 3rd, College Avenue from July 3rd through July 17th, and 2nd Street from July 17th through 20th, pending insurance receipt.
Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is resident-only parking sign, 826 Perry Street, Colleen Bennett.
My name is Colleen Bennett. I live at 826 Perry Street. I have new neighbors that have 7 vehicles, and I have nowhere to park my car in front of my house. So I would like a resident-only sign put up so I'm able to use my walkway to the street to park my car.
And you know the fees that are...
Pardon?
You know there are fees to get this sign?
Did you understand there's a fee in putting up a sign?
Yes.
Okay. Steve, you had a question on this that you wanted.
I went by there. Is there a vehicle that there has been abandoned or something right in front there?
The one that's abandoned is in front of their property. They have one for sale that's never driven that's parked in front of my house.
We'll have the place to put it back.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Before we approve a parking only, do you want to try to see if we can get that one vehicle moved, and especially the one that's for sale that's parked in front of your house? I mean, if the police were able to take care of those two issues, would that resolve the issue?
They'll switch vehicles. They'll park one of the other ones in front of my house.
Okay. So why do they have, I mean, are there that many people that are living at that location? I mean,
they just like to collect cars, I guess.
So.
Okay, and you understand that there's a $100 fee.
Right. I'm aware of that, yes.
So, I mean, do we want to try to see if that would make any difference?
Do you want to see it that way you're not out anything?
Yeah, I mean, you have to pay. I mean, would you be willing to wait 2 weeks to see if, you know, and you're not necessarily, I mean, if you just let us know, or if the chief can let us know, I mean, we can take action on it again in 2 weeks. I mean, we just don't want to see you have to have out-of-pocket expenses if we've got negligent.
I'm just saying if they are illegal, as far as if they're not properly plated and all that good stuff, which they may be.
Right. Yeah, let's do that first. Okay. I mean, I just hate for you to have to, you know, because that's an annual fee, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Right. Yeah. So it'd be worth it though to know that I had a spot in front of my house
sure.
that I could park.
We agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay. Let's look at see if the okay. police action will help first, and we'll keep you on the agenda for the next meeting if that's okay.
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 That's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, next is Housing Rehabilitation Project Contract, SIDC, and it's in a Deer Western, not now.
That's no Matt Sword. Yeah.
I don't think I could live up to Matt.
Well, you know, some people would think that you're actually, you know, more pleasant to be here than I do.
Let him know that. I am working with the city on another housing rehabilitation grant program. We are working on that now. We're going to be applying on July 17th for the grant to Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. And as part of that, Indiana Housing requires that you have your, we call it a subrecipient agreement, but your grant administration contract in place at the time of the application. So that is what I have tonight. The amount is for $82,180. That is contingent on the grant being funded, and that does cover all of your services non-rehabilitation. It'd be SADC services, the lead services, and the inspection services. So you'll just have one contract with SIDC, and then you'd be paying out the contractors. So we will then procure the services for the inspector and lead, and we'll pay them out of that as well.
Okay.
At this time, the state has not made an announcement as to when the grant announcements will be made, so we're not really sure about all of that. We're anticipating, you know, sometime later this year, and with that, you'd probably be looking at sometime the total contract being done probably about July 30th or something like that of 19.
Okay. And this is the same one we applied for and received a couple years
yes.
ago.
Yes.
The owner-occupied and as well as the aging in place.
Yes. This time they're targeting aging in place, disabled, and then also households with children under the age of 6.
Okay.
So we're trying to get, I think it's 20% for disabled and then 15% elderly, 15% children under the age of 6. We've taken applications. We had 2 days here. I believe we received over 20 applications, around 20 applications. And we're proposing to do about 14 right now. Give it
oh, okay. Time. Okay. So you've had good
response.
Okay. Great. So we just need to approve the contract and that's pending receipt of the grant.
Yes.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the Housing Rehabilitation Project contract described by SIDC this evening pending receipt of the grants.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
I have two copies if you want me to leave them there. And
okay. Sure. That'd be great. Okay.
Buck Treasurer?
No, he's talking about the SIBC.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
So I'll just mark that out and we'll have another board member sign it on behalf of SIBC.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Next is Crow Horworth Agreement, and that would be me. This is the agreement that we've signed for the last few years, ever since we did the pool, that they do all the bond reporting work that has to be reported on behalf of the city to make sure that we're compliant. So this is just the same as last year.
Okay. So we're going to approve the signing of the contract with Crow Horworth as described by the mayor.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then last is 4th of July street closures, Pastor Henry Square, Vincent's Fire Department, Justin Lowe.
You know, one time, Justin, we considered you to be a young fireman. I don't, you know. That's a young fireman right there.
Justin Lowe, Vincent's Firefighters. Just my yearly request to shut down the streets between for 4th of July from Patrick Henry Square, Vigo Street to 1st Street, excluding 2nd Street, and then Market Street, 2nd Street to 1st Street.
So it's a normal process?
Yeah, it's the 4th of July, all the vendors, BD Fooler, and on and on and on. I'd have Bronto Pups.
All right. And then is that something you have to clear with the National Park?
Yeah, I already got the permit.
Well, you already have that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion that we approve the traditional 4th of July street closures for the Vincent's Fire Department in relationship with the National Park Service for Patrick Henry Square.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck. Great. Good luck with all that.
Nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
All right. That was a lot easier.